A ramp. A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
This is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing. Here he is, folks. Monte.
So DJ and I did the draft last night with Norm. Ham, you're sitting right next to the big board in all its glory. As we went and did the first round, which I know people are questioning why the draft was only round one on one night, round two on the second night. But I can tell you there were three people in DFW that were super happy about that fact, because DJ and I were doing it last night. And we're trying to, all right, they've done five picks in about 40 minutes. We're trying to time out when we're going to be able to get out of here, because, of course, we had to turn around and get right back up, back into the car, and come back to do a little morning radio. So we finally last night got out of here around 10:30, 10:45, something like that. And, you know, you're already, all right, so if I get home, I take a quick shower, I could probably be asleep by 11:30.
Yeah, you're doing the internal math to try to calculate how much sleep am I going to get tonight.
Like, okay, I wake up at 4, probably stretch that to 4:15. But, you know, honestly, I didn't feel as bad as I thought I was going to when I got up this morning.
I hit the snooze a few times. I didn't get out of bed, I think, until about 5.
Last minute?
Yeah. I figured, I knew exactly how long I had. And I figured, you know, the rest of my team will be bright-eyed and ready
to go.
They can carry me even if I'm a little tired this morning.
Because I'm nothing if not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when I normally get here. But, so I get in my truck this morning about 5:15 to head up here. And I have to take some suburban streets before I ultimately get to the main highway to take me up here, which is 75. And right before I get on 75, I look down at my dash and I see that my tire pressure gauge has been lighting up as the passenger side rear tire is at 10.
Oh no.
PSI. And I'm like, what in the, did I hit something? And I was like, I know I did. I have not hit something this morning. Did I hit something last night that I don't remember?
Yeah, school's out, so I don't think it's that.
Is this Montifa trying to sabotage you?
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta worry about all the anti-Monties out there.
Is this the threat level being raised?
Could have been. I didn't have a buddy last night when I left. Very well could have been. And I'm like, man, 10 is low. Oh. Like, that's something that I...
Must be old.
If it was 20, you know, 22, I would have just kept on, and I would have drove up here, and I would have handled whatever was going on after the show. But with a tire pressure of 10, I was really worried that I was going to be flying down the highway, and it just fully pop or fully deflate, and I get into an accident.
You're just down to the rim, just grinding the rim.
You see the sparks flying behind you in the rearview mirror, and I definitely didn't want that, so I call you guys and I say, hey, I got some kind of tire thing going on here. I'm going to have to address this and try to get here as soon as I can. So now I'm like, well, let's see which family member I could inconvenience this morning, because I'm going to have to wake somebody up super early, which luckily I did have family that was awake and had to meet them at a home improvement store to basically just pray that by adding any kind of free air that I could, that would get me here. Because I was like, I just need to get to the building today, and then at 9 o'clock, I'll go find a tire shop right around the station if I have to. I just need to get here.
First things first, got to get to work.
Right. Like I said, I took off other gig today, so I don't have to worry about that. I'll just need to get inside the building and then I'll worry about it, because the problem is, it's not like I can just call an Uber and throw my chair in the back of a Corolla. And
I'd like to see it, though.
As I'm just, yeah, I just stand up and wait for some old lady to toss my chair in the trunk of her car.
The Uber pulls up and then immediately cancels the ride when they see you. Nope, wrong. Nope, I'm actually not an Uber driver. Nope.
You see them pull the little thing out of their window.
Tear out of there.
You ordered Uber Economy. You needed Uber Giant.
Which, you know what? I've never tried. There probably is some kind of service, but I don't think it's probably as readily available as an Uber would be. So that's off the table. The problem is, or the second problem is, even if I was to want to use a family member's car to come up here, I can't do that either because of the way my car is situated, where the accelerator is on the other side of the brake.
Spaceship, as I've called it before.
It's such crude technology that's... Anyway.
It's just a piece of plastic, basically.
Seriously, a caveman could have designed...
Cavemans didn't
how
have
I use
plastics.
My car.
Or cars, for that matter.
It's a stupid thing to say out loud.
They wouldn't know what the car really is, but if I told them, figure out a way for me to use the accelerator on the other side of the brake...
Yeah, it's just right there.
They could do it. But you would just blew your mind. Anyway... So I can't do that because my brain has been hardwired to now my accelerator's on the left side, my brake's on the right. If I was to get in someone else's car, whenever I'm trying to slam on the brake, I would be hitting the accelerator and just causing mayhem on 75. So not something that I could do in a pinch. So now, like I said, I get to the home improvement store that offers free air outside, and I'm just crossing my fingers that... By topping it off, it'll get me here, and I get there, and I'll tell you about the homeless lady that was there in a second.
Hot.
But I have my brother help me top the tire off,
brother,
get it to about 30.
Same
mother, right. We're both half white, half Hispanic, actual brothers.
Okay. Or moms.
And I'll be damned if it didn't hold all the way here. So now I'm hoping that when I go back out there, it's not going to be deflated again, which would mean I have a nail somewhere.
Yeah.
But the whole time I was driving up here, my eyes were darting at the road back down to my dash. Road back down to the dash, and it never went down. So we'll see.
So does he have an enemy that let air out of his tire if it isn't a nail?
Well, what kind of evil person would try to keep Monty off the air?
Yeah.
Is my question.
Or maybe they thought... upon letting the air out the tire last night, that he wouldn't leave the station. Could Norm have done this? That's what I'm suggesting.
Based on the amount of things I saw Norm be helped with last night, maybe Norm could have outsourced this to somebody. He did have a twink here with him.
Okay.
I don't know that Norm could have pulled this off by himself.
I'm imagining, though, that his cane... has some type of switch where when the switch is engaged, like a sharp nail comes out of the bottom of the cane.
Like he's in the Kingsman or something?
Exactly,
or
yes.
Or like the Riddler
in
Batman Forever where he flips the switch.
Damn it.
Rare time I'm going to allow the Batman reference.
No, we got a wholesale get
and
rid of
a giant knife pops out the bottom of the cane.
And then Norm just...
your tire.
Yeah.
And in this scenario, why does Norm hate me?
Jealous of your radio prowess, probably.
Why would the Texas Radio Hall of Famer be jealous of me?
Yeah, but
because last night you were like, I'm running the draft.
I'm the one guy who's less healthy than him. Why would he be jealous of me?
I'm not driving fair. The ship, Norm.
You did. No, he deferred. You have the email proof.
You did big time.
You don't have to pass the buck to us. We know.
It's all right, Norm. I'll take care of the draft tonight. You just sit there and look pretty, bud.
How many times did you order Jay King to not turn Norm's mic on? At least 5 times.
Zero.
Last night.
So the other thing that was really wheels off, when I got there, there was a homeless woman sleeping right next to the...
air compressor?
The air compressor. And I felt bad
like
because...
like a blow-up woman?
I know. This is a real woman.
Okay.
Are you sure she wasn't just the attendant?
They don't have an attendant for the free air compressor outside of the home improvement store. And I felt bad because she looked like she was getting some pretty good sleep in, and I knew the second that I started pumping air, it was going to wake her up. So Sure enough.
You're just blaring Aerosmith as loud as you can.
I probably could have turned my music down and stopped revving my engine and thrown stuff at her.
Jealous.
Look, I'm already waking her up. I might as well get her ready for her day.
Yeah.
She's probably got some kind of gig to get to.
Get an early start. The one funny scenario we had waiting for you here in studio that Ham threw out was your tire was shredded, so you had to put your wheelchair tire onto the axle in order to get here. You were so desperate to get here that was the last resort. And you're just driving real slow, making sure that the wheelchair wheels take it on.
I just hook myself up to the car and tell my brother to floor it, and I'll do what I can.
Yeah, or the scenarios where you have your V8 on the back of your wheelchair, and you're just flying down 75.
Got my Hemi. Well, anyway,
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah. And we'll see when I leave here if the nail that may or may not be in my tire has gone back to work. But anyway...